All right, Jay Najabu, Director of Human Resources for IPS. It's 5:15. We had about 45 to 60 something odd teachers here this afternoon. Just overhearing conversation, it seems that people had problems with their paychecks. Can you help us out and let us know what happened?
Yes, sir. This is the first full payroll run for teachers. As you know, they reported at the end of July. August 10th was their first day. And this is the first full payroll for all of those 10-month employees. There are various and sundry reasons as to why there were some issues with their pay. There are a few issues related to the system, but a number of them for many different reasons. Some of them, examples of those reasons are some timesheets, the information on the timesheets for people at the building were submitted with errors in it. And of course, we received that paperwork from the schools, the separate schools. And that was input based on what was sent to us. Another example of a reason is that people might have changed locations because we have transfers. We have to move people around to meet their needs. Some persons might have been hired after the batch was pulled. And we made an effort, of course, to send out checks early. We asked administrators to share those with people such that we would have an opportunity to make the corrections. I think some people probably received the information and or went ahead and did check their check devices. Others did not until later. We brought them in this morning. And in an effort to ensure that we tried to get everyone in who would need their either a check provided to them or corrections or errors that came about because of hours that were not reported appropriately or correctly, we have just gotten to this point in the day. But checks are running right now. We have spoken to staff, and they are sitting inside the boardroom and waiting for the checks to come on off the school. I think it's phenomenal in terms of our new system coming online, and we're learning it. And there are some things that occurred that you don't know are going to happen until they happen, and then we have to respond to that as it occurs. But we'll take care of everybody tonight.
Seems interesting because a lot of places just use direct deposit as opposed to just writing physical checks. Employers will say, direct deposit is mandatory. So is that something that IPS might look at so you guys don't have to print off checks?
What I need to have you know is that we are a direct deposit district. We have been direct deposit for the last several years. And what is happening now is because there were error in these employees' pay, is that they're going to get a supplemental run check. Okay, so those who are receiving checks that are because something occurred in the system and they didn't get a check at all, they're going to get a regular payroll check, okay, and it will be direct deposited. Others of them who are receiving supplemental or correction checks, they might have done additional work within this pay period, they might have done something extra that occurred or something that might have occurred over the summer. Those are what we call supplemental paychecks, and they will run off kind of like a reimbursement check does. It's not a regular payroll check, so they will run off in a check and that'll have to go to the bank. But the majority of them that, as I say, that are receiving checks for their regular pay because there was an error. Let me give you just another example. The way this system works, it works with an expectation that everything will be 100% correct. Okay, if in fact a teacher was transferred after the batch was pulled, when the system looked to pull for that person, this system, if everything is not exactly in the same place in order the way that it was put in the system when the batch was pulled, will look for that person and can't find it, or will print out a zero check. But again, that's why we have to ask folks to do the double check, to give us time to correct that until we get everything lined up and finish moving teachers around. We have to move them around. We have to hire people in new to be sure that our classrooms are covered. So it's just a matter of everyone at the building level as well getting in sync, monitoring and double checking as we're moving into this new system until we all figure out how the bugs work and get the bugs worked out.
Overheard one teacher say this was the second time this happened to him. Another teacher say when she looked at her paycheck, she was listed as having only 5 years of service and she had 13. How do you catch those types of errors? Or is that just the system? Because it would seem that if someone's been here for someone had been here for 10 years.
Now, a person could have had something to occur for a couple of different reasons, as I said. Now, again, this is the very first regular paycheck run for 10-month employees. Now, it could be that a person may have had a problem with getting a check the last time around would not have been their regular paycheck. It might have been for some summer work that they might have done or something like that. Other things happen, and sometimes, as I said, people don't report time correctly to us. If a person does a supplemental type of work, or if they do some tutoring, or if they do some other type of activity that is not their original assignment. They would then, as I say, because the hours were not reported to us or reported to, I shouldn't say to us, but reported to payroll and IT, who actually have to key the information in, we have to make that correction on the backside. You know, so there could be a number of reasons, any kind of number of reasons. And again, on a few occasions, it's just been the new system itself. I mean, it has bugs in it. And we just have to work until we work through them.
Do you guys expect how long before all the systems are sort of worked out?
I'm sorry?
How long do you guys expect for the system to have all the bugs first of all, how long do you think it'll take to get the bugs worked out? And B, have you folks put, you know, IPS staff and teachers on notice that, hey, you know, this is a new system, we're trying to work the bugs out. If there's a problem, you know, be prepared and let us know.
Staff definitely knows that this is a new system. We have sent emails out on more than one occasion. We also sent an email out earlier this week indicating what was coming through with the system, how they could expect to read their devices, what they should look for, let us know if any particular problems occurred. And I wish I could tell you that the timeline for working all the bugs out would be short, but I will tell you that we have colleagues in other nearby districts who have been online with this same system for their payroll for the last 3 years, and they're still having issues working it out. You know, so we'll just continue to work with the consultants from UNIS and with staff. And as we say, there are some things that are going to come up that we just don't know they're going to happen, and we work through them as we work through them. But I will tell you, I would still say that the implementation has been phenomenal when you consider that we have just under 6,000 employees, and you have 45 to 60, as you say, people in here today that we're here in the evening trying to work on taking care of their issues. So I would say that that's not bad considering, you know. We wish that it had not occurred, but again, all we can do is take care of them, the issues as they come about.
All right, Jana Jabu, Director of Human Resources, thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, how are you?